Happy Black Friday, people. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, and this is Dr. Rebecca Carley sitting in for for Maggie Rodden. I've already been disconnected twice, so we'll see how it goes. Today you'll get my unsolicited opinion. Of course, my show, What's Ailing America, is on OrionTalkRadio.com every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern, so please tune in to my show as well. And, in fact, on tomorrow's show, I'm going to have a journalist from the U.K. and a police officer from Australia talking about how not only do we have proof that vaccines are killing children, but that they're arresting the parents for shaken baby syndrome and putting them in jail for life because they're ordered not to address the vaccine issue. So things are getting very dark, and that's why we must do something. And I checked out the meaning of Black Friday. I was always curious about that, and of course, the CIA controls Wikipedia, but I went there anyways. And what they say is that Black Friday, of course, is a date following Thanksgiving Day. It's not an official holiday, but many non-retail employers observe this day as a holiday along with Thanksgiving, giving their employees the day off, increasing the number of potential shoppers. It's been the busiest shopping day of the year since 2005. Its name originated in Philadelphia, where it originally was used to describe the heavy and disruptive pedestrian and vehicle traffic, which would occur on the day after Thanksgiving. However, use of the term started before 1961 and began to see broader use outside Philadelphia around 1975. Later, an alternative explanation began to be offered that, quote-unquote, Black Friday indicates the point at which retailers begin to turn a profit, i.e. are, quote-unquote, in the black. But I will add another meaning to it. It's a day for continued mourning of parents whose children have been kidnapped by the state. And, of course, this is happening around the world. And claiming vaccine damage is another reason that they're kidnapping children. And I'll be discussing that with my guests on my show tomorrow as well. Their favorite tactic in the UK is to charge the parents have Munchausen syndrome, i.e. they're making stuff up, just to bring attention to themselves, even though it's very clear their children are vaccine damaged. So it's so obvious that this is a major focus that people should be checking out. You know, there's a lot of things going on, GMO food, chemtrails, poisoning of our water. The list is endless. But vaccines are something we can do something about. And it just takes saying no. That's all you have to do. Just say no. And, of course, if enough of us say no, what are they going to do? And that's what I'm trying to get people to do is check things out for themselves, start saying no, whether they're trying to extort you to get a vaccine for your child, for yourself to keep your nursing job, whatever the case may be, you really need to say no, because this is one of the biggest ways that they're causing their genocidal ideations. And since this is a very hard time of the year for me, I'm one of those people whose child has been kidnapped by the state. This is my 13th holiday season without my only son. Not that I'm big on the holidays, but I just want to give a suggestion to all of you. Don't wish people that have had their children kidnapped a happy holiday. Instead, just let them know you're thinking of them. Because to suggest that somebody that has no child have a happy holiday is really quite insane. And, of course, what can you possibly answer when you know people are trying to be nice, but all it does is bring up feelings of, like, what the hell's wrong with you? Why are you saying this to me? So just tell them you're thinking of them. And I thank all the people that called me and told me they were thinking of me, and some very good friends of mine here in North Carolina took me out for Thanksgiving dinner, so it was nice not just having another day of work. And especially they have a 3-year-old grandson. That's how old my son was when he was kidnapped. But it stopped being painful to see him because he's just such a beautiful child. Never been vaccinated. Totally smart and just an amazing child. And so he gives me hope because I know there's other unvaccinated children like him out there. So that's a good thing to know. Okay, before I get going on any more information, I welcome your calls. You can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll free at 888-320-6151. I don't have any guests on, so you can call in with your comments or questions anytime you like. And, of course, we do ask that people not listen to the show on the toll-free number. Please also support the station. Just go to RyanTalkRadio.com and, you know, make a donation, buy a T-shirt to advertise the station, whatever you can do. Because this station is growing by leaps and bounds and certainly does have a lot of good hosts on it. Let me also just mention that the archives for my show are not just on Orion, but you can also go to thelightofdayradioshow.com, click on Dr. Carly Archives, and you can listen to many of my archives on different stations for the last few years for free. Okay, I decided on today's show, because I'm doing so many shows recently, and I usually talk about vaccines when I do other shows, but I do shows about vaccines on Orion. So I was trying to think, what am I going to talk about when Maggie asked me to sub for her today? And then in the mail comes a DVD entitled Behold a Pale Horse. Now, this was kind of interesting because I had gotten an email from the executive producer of this DVD documentary. Her name is Anita Untersee. And in the email, she informed me that RBN had given her my name. Apparently, RBN gave her all the host's email addresses and suggested that the executive producer this yawning thing always happens. I don't know what kind of frequencies I've been sent, but anyways, RBN suggested that this executive producer send this documentary to all the RBN producers, hosts, whatever, so that we could consider whether or not to have this person as a guest on our respective radio shows, basically giving, you know, a free two-hour infomercial. Now, I don't know if the people in charge at RBN actually watched this thing, but I did. This is part one of the three-part series, which I found extremely disturbing. Because, in my opinion, it's yet another one of the documentaries that are being put out now on all different areas, which has, you know, 90% truth, 10% lies. This is how it works. And we have so many of those that have come out recently. Very well produced, obviously, highly financed, big bucks went into it. Let me just mention a couple of others that fall into this category in my opinion. One of which is Genetic Roulette, the recent documentary on GMO food. It's got a lot of good information in there, but as soon as I saw that Dr. Oz, the wizard's wife, is the one that's actually, you know, doing the talking, override, whatever. She's the mouthpiece behind the whole thing. That was a big red flag. But I will tell you after the break what else is a red flag. Oh, hold on. We'll be right back. And we're back with the Unsolicited Opinion. Maggie's taking a day off today, and she asked me to sit in for her, so I said, okay, sure. This is Dr. Carly of What's Ailing America on Saturdays on Orion Talk Radio from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and I neglected to give out my websites, which are reversingvaccineinducedindusedediseases.com and drcarley.com. I suggest you start out with the reversingvaccineinducedindusedediseases.com site. It's much smaller and easier to go through. I have to redo the Dr. Carley site. So much on my plate, it's gotten too huge, and I have to organize it better. It's also more scary because I talk about genocide and weapons of mass destruction and things of that nature. But I do teach people how to reverse their vaccine-induced diseases with natural therapies, which includes pretty much all of internal medicine, not just in people but in pets as well. And the good news is that you can detoxify yourself with homeopathic remedies, and I've studied for 15 years to find what natural supplements, none of which I sell, but I teach you what I've learned about, you know, what supplements you can trust in order to restore your health. Because, in fact, we are running out of time, and I'm sure that, you know, when martial law is declared, which we don't know when that's going to happen, but it's kind of obvious it's going to happen at some point. It's going to be really hard, not only to get food and water and things of that nature, but if you're on any pharmaceutical drugs, if I was you, of course, I don't give medical advice because the medical mafia took my license away from me for speaking the truth, just one of my rewards for doing the right thing. But if you're on pharmaceutical medication and you all of a sudden can't get it, you're going to have a problem. And there are natural things to do for everything. So, you know, just consider that. Of course, nothing that works is covered by insurance, and that's pretty much what keeps people from acting and doing anything to actually reverse their problem, because that's the mindset of most of the people. Okay, before the break, I was talking about this documentary, Genetic Roulette, which, as I said, gives out a lot of good information, and genetically modified organisms is certainly something we should be very concerned about. But as I said, Dr. Oz, the Wizard of Oz, his wife Lisa is the one who's narrating the whole thing. And the author, the director, whatever, Jeffrey Smith, of this, of the book by the same name as well as documentary, was actually on Dr. Oz's show, and that's when the red flags really started flying. Because you see, what all of these people are doing, and this goes with National Vaccine Information Center and their trader, Barbara Lowe Fisher, who was actually responsible for the Vaccine Compensation Fund, without which the vaccine manufacturers would have stopped making vaccines. She's trying to get people to fight for their vaccine exemptions. The people involved with the Genetic Roulette documentary trying to get people to fight for the right to get labeling on their genetically modified food. How about if we stop these things, people? I mean, first of all, are you going to believe a label? If you're going to go into Walmart and buy quote-unquote organic food, do you not think that it's very possible that in order to get like another 50% on the product, there's not going to be somebody in the back room scraping stickers off genetically modified foods or applying organic stickers? We have to stop this insanity. But I will say that Jeffrey Smith's book is very well documented in terms of the dangers of genetically modified food and how, you know, they've basically shown that these things are totally unsafe. When they feed it to food source animals, the animals die at a much younger age. They're born with all kinds of birth defects, et cetera, et cetera. And then just imagine that you are eating the genetically modified food, your food source animals are eating the genetically modified food, and then you're eating the food source animals that ate the genetically modified food. The effects of all of this just multiply and multiply. And the fact that this is allowed to go on is just another example of how we are not being protected by the alphabet agencies that we're paying our tax dollars to protect us. And, of course, as far as the genetically modified food goes, that would put the United States, the Department of Agriculture, under the spotlight, And it's very obvious that pretty much Monsanto runs the ship. And you can, you know, read for days just on the revolving doors that occur with all these different companies, be they big pharma, you know, big ag, whatever, and the oversight agencies that are supposed to be overseeing them, but are actually providing cover for them to do whatever they want to do. But as I said, in my opinion, a lot of these documentaries have a lot of psyops to them. The vaccine documentary that's a huge psyops is called The Greater Good. Check that out on the internet, because the take-home message of that is the title itself, The Greater Good. Now, of course, in the documentary, Barbie Lo Fisher and her accomplices are telling you some things about vaccines, and you should be fighting for those exemptions. No, people, you do not have to ask your traders in the District of Criminals for an exemption from a bioweapon. You say no. And if enough people say no, guess what? It's over for these monsters, okay? But by naming it The Greater Good, of course, that's leaving that thought in the mind of the sheep, who are totally brain mind controlled and, you know, just don't even have any focus for more than a few minutes. They'll come home and they'll say, well, I don't really remember what was in that documentary, but it was about vaccines, and the name is The Greater Good. So must be there for the greater good. And of course, that refers to something called herd immunity, which is a total fraud. But that applies to some fairy tale that somebody invented along the line that if at least 90% of the population is vaccinated, that the other 10% will have immunity just because the other 90% are immunized. Of course, the immunizations give you the disease, corrupt your immune system, and cause all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and in pets, as I've proven not only in my documents but in 15 years of research with so much backup. You know, the reason I can't get my book done is because I just keep finding more and more proof of what I've been saying all these years. But if you go to reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, click on the pet page, read Science of Vaccine Damage, not written by me, but it has 19 scientific references from non-pharma funded veterinarians, which have agreed with everything I've been saying for 15 years. But the point is that these psyops are trying to get us to fight for labeling, fight for exemptions, you know, instead of just saying no, instead of just standing up and saying we're not going to take it anymore, get some distraction going. This whole Proposition 37 in California, what a joke. I mean, who can believe that the people would not vote for labeling? You got to smell a rat there. And they're saying that the votes haven't all been counted yet, although they have announced the winner, and the winner is Monsanto. So, you know, that's what's going on with that. We got to do more than fight for exemptions and fight for labeling, people. We got to expose these monsters and quarantine them from humans. Okay, there's the music. We're going to break. We'll be back after these messages. Please call in, folks, if you have a comment or a question. 888-320-6151, 716-213-816. Right back. And we're back with the unsolicited opinion. This is Dr. Carly sitting in for Maggie today, giving you my unsolicited opinion. And I love hearing all those old songs. Brings me back to the day when I had no clue what was going on. Of course, once you've learned the truth, you can't unlearn it. And once you've learned how bad things are, and that the very extinction of humanity is at hand, of course, we must wake up others. I heard the commercial for Netflix during the break there, and that brought to mind the most recent movie that I've watched on Netflix. I watch a lot of movies because that's where they're telling us most of the truth. If you have not seen the movie Equilibrium, I definitely suggest that you get that movie because that explains a lot. They tell us more truth in the movies than they do in the news, of course. And this movie is about apparently, you know, destined date in the future where all of the populations are forced to take a psychiatric drug to remove all emotion. And if they don't take that drug and they should shed a tear over, you know, a lost loved one or something, they will be charged with having committed a sense crime and shot or burnt alive. That is the penalty. So that's what made me realize, well, that's one reason, obviously, we can't wake up a majority of the masses because over half of them are on psychiatric drugs, just so you know. And interesting that the name of the psych drug in the movie that they were using was Prozium, which is about as close to Prozac as you can get. And, of course, Prozac causes a chemical lobotomy. And especially as they're giving it to children from, you know, age 7, 8, diagnosing them with ADD and things of that nature, they never even come into consciousness. So I really suggest that you watch that movie because then it helps you understand what's going on because there's more truth in those movies than you can possibly imagine. And that also brings up the fact I do watch a lot of television because I'm monitoring it to see what's going on. What are they feeding the sheep? But let me say, I have a analog TV that's over 15 years old that is across my house from the cable box so as to protect me as much as possible from the frequencies, the sound of silence frequencies that they put out through HDTV. And I also have some other gizmos to protect me. But I was actually quite amazed. Jesse Ventura, high-level Mason, is back on True TV with his conspiracy theory show. I was absolutely shocked that he had Dr. Judy Wood on last week to talk about her book, Where Did the Towers Go?, and how her evidence pretty much proves that the towers were taken down with directed energy weapons. Now, in my opinion, Judy Wood has it pretty much all down. Why are they allowing her to go on a mainstream show like this? The only thing I can figure out is that these psychopaths get some kind of kick out of, you know, basically telling the people, this is what we're doing. This is what we've done. We've got our ducks in a row. There's nothing you can do. So cower in fear because you're getting ready to die. I can't think of any other reason for that. But last night's show was even more amazing. No, I'm sorry, it was on Wednesday night. He actually had a show on time travel. And, of course, it's obvious that they've been doing time travel for some time. I lived in Long Island for many years, home of the Montauk Project. I know many of the people that were involved in the Montauk Project, the Philadelphia experiment, where they actually made a ship disappear, and when the ship came back, some of the men were actually encrusted into the walls of the boat. Some really ugly stuff. And they actually interviewed somebody that I had met when I was on Long Island. His name was Preston Nichols. He's written, I think, 7 books on the Montauk Project. And, of course, on the show with Jesse, he claimed that the base has been shut down, but of course the base has not been shut down. It's just gone underground. As a matter of fact, I know some people that tried to go on the base, you know, just to snoop around, and the snipers appeared out of nowhere immediately and threatened them with death if they didn't get off the property. So, but anyways, it was just an amazing thing that Jesse Ventura did a show on time travel and had a couple other people on there as well. One man who claimed that his father, who was part of the DARPA project, actually used him as an experiment when he was 7 or 8 years old to travel through time. And one of his fellow time travelers was Barack Obama. And, you know, the presidents were all, you know, told from early childhood that they would be presidents and things were arranged for that to happen. And, you know, I'm sure it's probably all true. But like I said, they're actually talking about this on True TV now, so I thought that was pretty amazing. You might want to check out those episodes on YouTube, because they pretty much are posted as soon as they go on the air. And just see what you think. Although, like I said, Jesse Ventura is a high-level Mason. As a matter of fact, there's been different WWF events, you know, these fake wrestling events that he was involved in where he's appeared. You can find him online where he's wearing his black leather jackets with all the Masonic symbolism on it. So he's putting it in our face, and this is, you know, the games that these psychopaths play. But anyways, getting back to some of these PSYOPs documentaries, one of the commercials is for Why in the World Are They Spraying? I'm not saying that that's totally PSYOPs. As a matter of fact, I was shocked that in that documentary they actually talked about the fact that in the commodities market on the New York Stock Exchange, you can actually buy weather derivatives. Weather derivatives are where you're betting on whether a certain area is going to have a flood or a drought, so that, you know, corn, soy, and cotton and things of that nature can't be produced. And the people that are making those bets are the ones that are controlling the weather with chemtrails and heart machines. So, of course, this makes insider trading, it brings it to another whole level. Not to mention the fact of the disaster capitalism. You see, this is a major way that they cause trauma to the people, because that's a very good way of distracting us from what's going on, is to have all these different disasters. In fact, it's very obvious that the Frankenstorm Sandy was a engineered event. In fact, one of my listeners sent me documentation of the fact that in 1997 they had an exercise in New York called Hurricane Sandy in October of 1997. You see, so they've been planning this for some time. You can't have a hurricane and a nor'easter both at the same time. You know, these strange things. It's just not possible in nature. The psychopaths have to have a hand in it, and that's obviously what they're doing. So, once again, you know, it's important information, but it's not bringing it to the genocidal level. It's not alerting people as to how much danger we really have. We have to face reality. There is a monster under the bed. I don't claim to have all the answers, but I do know that sitting by and doing nothing certainly isn't working. And, of course, this is on top of the conflict creation. You know, now we're talking about this fiscal cliff, which these banksters, these Jew bankers created in the first place. Okay, we don't owe anybody anything. The national debt is a fraud on its face. The Federal Reserve should never have been allowed to come into existence. All this country has to do is say, oh, we've decided we're not going to pay you, because we've decided you're a total fraud and we don't owe you a darn thing for printing money out of thin air. So thank you very much and have a nice day. But instead, you know, they've all pretty much aligned themselves with these monsters, and they're getting ready to bring about austerity measures here. It's going to get ugly, so hold on to your hats. We'll be right back. And we're back with the Unsolicited Opinion. This is Dr. Crowley sitting in for Maggie. Love to hear from some of you listeners. You can call in toll-free 888-320-6151 or 716-213-6816. But I think there's a couple of games on, so unfortunately I'm sure some of you are wasting your time watching games. I understand we need distractions, but whatever. But I would like to hear from you if you're listening. Okay, I was talking about documentaries that, in my opinion, are giving out a lot of disinformation and are really, you know, just high-tech examples of, you know, them wanting to scare us, to give us enough information to scare us to some degree, but yet, on the other hand, you know, not giving us the whole truth. Or in most cases, absolutely no solutions, as I was saying. asking your trader in the District of Criminals for a vaccine exemption when they know exactly what they're doing. They're killing you off. They're causing disease because Big Pharma's paying them to do it. That's ridiculous. Same thing with asking for labeling of genetically modified food, as if you can trust the people that write the labels. There's so much stuff that are in different products, perfumes, all kinds of things. As a matter of fact, if you go to reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, go to the links section, go to the bottom of the links page. I write a weekly newsletter for the American Survival Newsletter. You can sign up for free, also called What's Ailing America, which is the name of my shows. And I answer that question every week, and I'll never run out of answers to that question. And I've written about many things, how even diagnostic tests can kill you, how perfumes and things of that nature, tattoos. I mean, all these things have absolutely no regulation and are toxic poisons. And, of course, you know, people get scared, but I'm here to tell you that knowing the truth and acting on the truth, you see, that's the key. Just knowing the truth isn't going to do a darn thing. You have to act on the truth. That's what's going to set you free. But I wanted to get on to another documentary that I started talking about at the beginning of the show, that I received an email from the director who got my email from the people at RBN. I have a show on RBN also on Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. But I thought this was kind of strange that, you know, RBN would be promoting, you know, this documentary to its hosts. You know, kind of putting a little pressure on there. Well, we're telling you to look at this and, you know, perhaps have this person on your show. Well, I don't do that, okay? If I don't think that something is true, or if it's got enough falsehood in it that I don't want to promote it, then I'm not going to promote it. And that's why I'm often in a situation where I have to remind people that just because a commercial is played on a show that I'm on does not mean that I endorse that product in any way, shape, or form. This is much more of a problem on RBN than it is on this network, but, you know, just realize that. But anyways, this documentary, Behold a Pale Horse, that I received, part one of three. It is, in my opinion, a psyops on the level of the greater good, where I told you that, you know, the National Vaccine Information Center is giving you a title that's, you know, basically talking about the greater good in regards to vaccines, and just mentioning, yeah, you should fight for your exemptions, but in fact, you know, people just don't get it. And especially if there's no solutions in there, and of course getting an exemption is no solution for a vaccine, the magic word is no. But in this particular documentary, Behold a Pale Horse, what amazed me about this, or maybe not, was the number of people in there that are pretty much known disinformers. And especially the fact that the word Jew is not mentioned once. Now, I only saw part one. They did say the word Rothschild once, but they did not put in the Jew connection. And that, as far as I'm concerned, that is such an obvious proof that they are, you know, basically working for the other side. And I've been researching this whole Jew situation for a couple of years now, and when I found the Protocols of Zion, especially the last sentence of the 10th Protocol, which says, it is indispensable to trouble in all countries the people's relations with their governments so as to utterly exhaust humanity with dissension, hatred, torture, starvation, envy, the inoculation of diseases by want, so that the goy have no other refuge than in our money and all else. And I'm just paraphrasing. I might have got a couple words wrong there, but, you know, I talk about it all the time, so I pretty much have it memorized. By the way, inoculation with diseases is in capital letters. And, of course, you know, if you read this book, The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, everything in there is happening as we speak. so they can talk about, you know, that it's that true, that it's been proven to be a sham by the Jew-controlled New York Times a couple of decades ago. They can say whatever they want. If it's actually happening, then obviously it's true because it's right in our face. And then, of course, we have other beautiful documents, the Talmud, which talks about how they can have sex with children as long as they're under 9 years of age and how they can steal from the goy and all these other things. The Kol Nidre, which says that they can actually, they take an oath not to, you know, honor any of their other oaths. So that would include their judicial oath, their military oath, their Hippocratic oath. They take an oath not to keep their oath. I mean, how sick is that, okay? So this is the enemy, in my opinion. And so I think, in my opinion, once again, not the opinion of the station, but my opinion is that this Behold a Pale Horse, which does not mention the Jews, it talks about the secret societies. We have Jim Mars on there, who wrote the book Rule by Secrecy. We have Stanley Monteith, who actually, I've been on his show talking about vaccines, how bad they are, and he actually argued with me about polio. He argued with me that polio vaccine had eradicated polio. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I mean, this is ridiculous. And there's a number of other questions that have come up about Dr. Monteith as well. But they do have some good things in there. They have a person talking about people being tracked with a RFID chip, about creating conflict with false solutions on both ends. And they do a lot of talking about Agenda 21 and how it states that 85% of the population has to go. But they don't mention the Jews, as I said. They don't promote the hollow hoax and the whole, you know, Hitler, Nazi fraud and all that kind of stuff. So basically they're saying that we're being brought into a fascist or communist state, whatever, and they give no solutions. It was nice when they played at 56 minutes Rahm Emanuel saying we never want to let a good crisis go to waste, although I have heard that from out of his satanic mouth before. At 1 hour, we have Jim Mars saying that five multinational corporations control everything. Well, who's running the multinational corporations, Jim? It's the Jews. At 1:04, we have Gerald Celente talking about the creation of the Federal Reserve. But once again, no mention of the Jews. You know, if you don't identify who's behind the problem, then basically it's just a boogeyman with no direct, you know, identification. And that's a big problem, in my opinion. So I just, you know, wanted to let you know, if you do hear about that, I certainly wouldn't pay for it. You know, if you can watch it for free, check it out. I always tell people, check things out for yourself. Don't believe anything I say. Check things out for yourself, because we've been lied to about everything. And, of course, you have to learn how to read between the lines yourself. This is something I've been working on for 15 years, or actually longer than that at this point, because there's a reason they call it programming on television. They're telling lies to our vision. Why do you think that when this whole HDTV thing came around, Congress was so anxious to make sure that everybody, even out in the cornfields, had this converter box so that they could get the HD signal? Because it's sending frequencies to your brain to hypnotize you and basically control you. In addition to the fluoride in the water, the vaccine damage, the aspartame, you know, the heavy metals that are giving you Alzheimer's, the list is endless. But you gotta wake up. Okay, there's music. We'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned. And I whisper that.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
Listen, folks, if you don't know this much by now, I will tell you, you know, so you will know it officially. If you